knucklehead, knucklehead, knuckle, 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 knucklehead, knucklehead.
What's up, guys, with the Knuckleheads Podcast? I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and I don't even know. I don't know anymore.
I'm the French writer. Welcome to the conversation.
I can't have nice things.
As soon as I hit record, he said shame. So I started laughing. Like, this motherfucker is ruining it.
Isn't that what our podcast is based on? Shame.
Yeah, you fucking get nice things and throw it on the floor.
Yeah, get water bug juice on it. Shoot loads all over it.
Maybe it wasn't that nice.
I mean, I think it was. I think you would have appreciated it.
Yeah,
I definitely would have appreciated it.
It's nice and fuzzy.
And it's name brand, bro. Like, that's the shit. You can't throw name brand stuff on the floor.
I mean, hey, he just went to the garbage and was like, yo, it's nice. It's nice.
What makes it worse, I was like, yo. So I give him the fucking blanket that we made fun of last week. And he's like, oh, cool. Isn't that really nice? And I was like, and then I realized, oh, shit, it's Nautica. I was like, yo, this is Nautica. He's like, is Nautica a thing? I was like, this motherfucker, dude. He don't know shit. And then he just threw it on the floor.
You're just grinding your gears. Damn, he threw it on the floor. Damn.
Right in my face. Then he ripped it in half.
Then I did a Mexican hat dance on the rest of it. You know?
Yeah, he did the Hariba right on that shit.
Yeah, all over.
Shit.
You can dance if you want to.
It was pretty bad. Well, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Buy shit on Teespring, please. So we could buy blankets that get thrown on the floor. You yawning over there? You all right, champ? This motherfucker's yawning on the
podcast. You tired, bro?
Everybody's asleep.
What's wrong with you?
Nah, this is just more talking than I do on a regular day. So once I start talking, then I start yawning.
Don't you worry, customer service. It's like, this motherfucker don't work at all.
Yeah, but if you don't think I'm not yawning when I'm talking to those people, you got another thing coming.
That's pretty bad.
I was chewing gum this morning. I was just like, I was gnawing on it while I was talking to this person. Like, yo, gum helps, man. I was shoveling gum down. Like, it's nobody's business.
I hate talking to customer service, man. I hate it. And, like, especially, what's that company called? Magazine Direct? Arguing with this lady on their live chat when she doesn't even know what the fuck she's talking about. And then gave me wrong information and then is mad that I'm questioning her.
Like, what's Magazine Direct?
They sell magazines directly to you, motherfucker.
That's the layman, yeah. But it's a company that it's in Europe. They get like certain obscure artists sometimes to sign magazines or sign sheet music, and then they sell, you buy the magazine and it comes with the sheet music that's signed. So it's like a limited thing, and it'll be like 200 or whatever a run. And Velo was there, the lead singer of him. He was there like 3 years ago, and I bought his sheet music, and it's not like a, he's obscure, so it was not expensive. It's like $26 or some shit. But you get the magazine and the signed sheet. And when I still haven't gotten it, then they said they sold too many. Then like they. Basically, you go through mad
like running email. Around.
Yeah, and then this last week, I was like, shit, where the fuck is this thing? They said it was shipping soon, but when I checked all the emails, I didn't have an order number. So I went to the salesperson. I'm like, hey, I got the email that said this shipped. They were like, oh, what car did you pay with it? And I was like, yo, this was like 3 years ago. I don't remember. And she's like, oh, if you don't have proof of purchase, then chances are your order got canceled. So I was like, but then why am I getting emails saying, hey, we oversold the first sheet, so we're going to give you a different song, a different sheet music. When he comes back around, just bear with us. And then it said, your item is on the way to you. So, like, how is my stuff canceled if I didn't get a canceled email? And she's like, oh, unfortunately, if you don't give us the proof of purchase, it's canceled. So while I'm arguing with this lady, I went back 3 years of my fucking PayPal. And I asked her, I said, hey, what is on the PayPal? Is it Future Publishing or the name of the company? And she was like, she basically kept asking me the same shit. If you don't have proof of purchase. So then I was like, but answer my damn question. And she answered.
You said it like that?
Yeah, because I'm getting fucking tight now. You made me go back 3 years and you're not answering my question. So then when I finally give I was like, yo, I have proof of purchase. So she's like, oh, send it to me. So I send it. And she's like, your order will ship in 5 to 10 weeks. And I was like, okay, how do I track that? What's my order number? And she's like, oh, we don't have any of that. Our system can't tell you what that is.
The order number is 1-800. Fuck you.
So I was like, okay, so I have to wait from 5 weeks to forever, and then if it doesn't show up, then come back to you? And she's like, unfortunately, yeah, there's no way for you to track this. So I'm like, okay. And then that was Tuesday. And if you want to
get a refund?
Huh?
And if you wanted to get a refund?
If I wanted to get a refund there, she would have gave it to me. But according to her, I didn't get charged. But when I went back into PayPal, I did get charged. So she really wasn't looking. I don't think she was looking up any of my information. I think she was just trying to shoo me away. But that was Tuesday. And then Saturday, when we were going to Target, and I see a magazine in a cellophane fucking plastic with the signed sheet on top bent in half because they folded it and put it in the mailbox. And they told me 5 to 10 weeks. I never got a shipping email, but it came Saturday, and I talked to them Tuesday. So it's just it was such a fucking like garbage like experience. And if it wasn't such an obscure artist, I would never fucking do this shit again.
So magazine direct, no.
Yeah,
no.
Magazine. They make what is this fucking magazine called? They make Metal Hammer, is the magazine.
Do they sell metal looks like hammers?
So like it's a handwritten sheet music, and then he signs it. Gotcha. But like,
it's bent. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's super bent. I had something on top of it for. Since Saturday to try to help fucking unbend the thing, because I'm gonna put it in a frame anyway, but it's still annoying that it was bent. You guys ever get like something that's fucked up or bent, like from Amazon or anything like that?
I've gotten back a long time ago. GamePro magazine. They used to fucking when I used to get that, they bend that shit and stuff it in the thing, rip the cover.
Oh, that used to be the worst. When the cover gets caught on the flap in the when they're jamming it,
dude, just fucking fired it through there, like fuck me, like we need a better mail slot.
And yo, then, Yak Attack never got his fucking game informer. I used to steal that shit every month. When he lived on the third floor, I used to be like, oh my.
never got
that shit.
Did you keep it in your house? Or did you like read it and then throw it away? Or did you put it back after you took a dump with it? Or
in the beginning, I would put it back. Like I would have it for a few days and then just put it back on the radiator where the mail goes. But some days I will forget, or like too much time went by and then I forgot I had it. I'm like, yeah, I'm just throwing the shit out. I'm not going to
That's just like 16.
Nah, he just threw it out.
Man.
It's once you read the magazine, it's fucking useless after that.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, because he sucked all the new essence out of it by reading.
Well, no, but if 5 weeks go by, you forget you have it.
You're like, oh, he's gonna get a new one soon.
It's print media, man. It was already dead when you got it.
Fence Rider, you never get any of that shit. Like when you buy stuff off Amazon or get shit broken.
I mean, I've gotten broken stuff like furniture mostly. But I've always tried to get some type of deal.
But like what company sent you broken furniture?
Oh, I think it was Amazon. Oh, no, Wayfair. We bought a mirror through Wayfair and a shelf through Wayfair. And then through Amazon, I think it was a bed. Like the bed, it wasn't like bad. Like you could sleep in the bed, but there were like scratches and stuff. And I was like, okay, I bought this new. I paid, I don't remember how many hundreds of dollars. Like, you expect shit to be in a certain type of quality.
You mean new?
Yeah.
And, you know, that thing.
Yeah. And then, so I've always gotten, like, refunds back. And as a matter of fact, for the bookshelf, I think if I remember correctly, they gave it to us for free.
Wayfair is terrible. I'm not going to lie. Wayfair was, like, no point. Terrible. At least they gave it to you for free. But Wayfair, I've never had a good experience with them. Like, when I first moved into the apartment, and I was trying to figure out, like, damn, you know when you first move in and you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I fucking, like, fill this place up with, like, you gotta buy a sofa, and that's expensive. Then you gotta buy something for your TV to stand on. Or, like, when you start adding shit up. So I found Wayfair, and, you know, I saw the ads, and I'm like, man, Wayfair sounds good. And I bought, like, I think we bought the thing that the microwave sits on. and it came with no instructions and no screws. And I bought a bookcase, one of my bookshelves. It was thinner than the other ones that I had. It's in the living room. And I bought that, and the screws that it came with were too short. And the book that they sent me was in Chinese. So, like, I have never... That, and I also ordered Tupperware when I first moved in from Wayfair. And there was one missing from the set.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, hey, this might be weird, but I ordered a 12-pack, and I got 11. And she was like, I don't see how that's possible. And I was like, well, it is. Like, it's one of those things. You know, you see those memes on online where it's like, Amazon said prove that you didn't get the package, and they take a picture of in front of their house, or they're looking like, no package. Like, I felt like, how do I do this? How do I explain that something is not there? You know, it was a, because it comes in like cellophane. So the cellophane was ripped when I got it, but you could have easily ripped that and pulled one out, and like, there's no way to prove it.
Some Amazon delivery guy was like, yo, damn, I gotta put my lunch in something.
Well, he stole someone else's, like, he's like, oh, look at these M&M's, they stole it from someone. He's like, I gotta put this somewhere, and luckily like, took it somewhere.
How convenient.
Yeah, it was Wayfair, I've definitely never had a good experience. I want to give them another shot, because I seen they had a few items, but some of their prices went up on, like, when I was shopping for the kitchen island, they, like, some of their items were like $800. I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here, dude.
No, they
give them a shot in the fucking mouth. That's what they're gonna get.
They can be expensive. What I found is that some of their things are a little more high quality than like your IKEAs and stuff like that. So that's why.
I maybe because I had those experiences, I didn't want to give them an $800 chance. Maybe it's that.
They already let you down quite a bit, so I would not be wanting to give them another shot.
Because for my island with six stools, I had to buy separate. I think I paid like $600 with the stools.
Those stools are hard as fucking
concrete. But they hold 500 pounds.
Oh, yeah, well.
That's why I got them. Granted, one of them is missing a screw, so we play Jenga every time people come, because I'm like, yo, someone about to fucking hit the floor, because one of them is definitely missing a screw.
I hope that happens at the holiday, but nobody gets hurt, and just somebody just sitting there all of a sudden boom.
Whoever catches that one, they going down.
And then the worst part is, if it's a fatty, it's going to be like embarrassing. It's going to be like,
The shit that sucks about those stools, I bought them from Amazon, and I really wish I paid more attention to their shape, because they have like a dip, like it's not a smiley face, but it's kind of concave to fit your ass, but it's so uncomfortable. And when I went to buy cushions that are that shape, like I was like, oh, I'll buy cushions, and then I'll buy because like we have Alice in Wonderland kind of theme in our kitchen. A lot of plaids and colors. So I was like, oh, I'll just buy Alice in Wonderland material, and then we could just make like pillowcases. And it's like $200 to get all the pillows. And I was like, nah, fuck it. People, let their ass hurt. Fuck yeah.
No, you gotta do like, that shit. Ain't worth it. Guys, like we used to do a makeup bot. They used to get the foam out of the boxes and tape that shit to the top of the stool so there was something. Because those stools.
But you want it to look good, though.
Yeah, I was going to say about that shit.
No, dude. You put the foam, you tape it, and then you just put a cover over it.
I don't know. Maybe I think our ass will fucking flatten that shit pretty quick.
Well, that's why we work there. We just keep getting fresh.
Keep stacking foam on that shit until you sit 7 feet high. Just sit on a fucking mountain of foam.
Yeah, you can be like, then who rules Bartertown, you know?
So the what's crazy is, do you ever buy food and get home and it's expired?
So Amazon, I bought something that was expired, or I've definitely had shit that was frozen that was not frozen when I got it. Like that shit was thawed out like a son of a bitch.
Ben tried it?
No, I haven't. I've gotten stuff that is about to expire. Like, I don't know what it is with milk, But recently, my daughter's milk has been, because my wife and I, we drink lactate. So lactate, you know, is like 30 days before fucking
Yeah, fire. And it's actually 30 days after that. Like, lactate lasts a long ass time.
So yeah. Almond milk. Yeah. So then with my daughter's milk, sometimes that shit will have, like, let's say next week, and that shit will expire like in 2 days before the date. And I'm like, what the fuck? And sure I know it's not my fridge.
Sure, your fridge ain't garbage?
Nah, my fridge
is fine. Not if everything else ain't getting expired, like going out.
It's just not cold enough for the milk. Well, maybe you're putting the milk in the wrong place.
Nah, there's not enough chemicals in the milk anymore.
That's something, man. I'm like, these motherfuckers. I was like, I got on like some conspiracy shit. These motherfuckers are just doing this on purpose to make us buy more milk. Waste
big,
more money.
Big milk. Big milk's over there, like
big dairy got
milk. Yeah. Nah, it's big milk over there.
Because almond milk, I know almond, because we buy almond and lactate. And the blue container of lactate, that normally lasts like 30, 40 days. But almond milk, according to Alexa, it'll last like, I think, 25 days after the date.
Definitely had some almond milk open for that long.
I did it last week making shakes. It was like 2 weeks after the date, and I tasted it, and it tastes fine. And I was like, oh, I'm using it. I'm not throwing it out.
I wonder what bad almond milk would taste like, though. Because there's no milk solids to curdle or anything. So what would happen?
It'll taste sour. Like, it'll taste sour probably chemically.
I mean, the only thing in almond milk is just, like, almond and water, so.
Well, that's supposed to be what's in it.
In theory.
So let yours expire and then taste it. Let us know. Do a taste test on the show.
It ran out. No, a third of it fucking froze, and then I barely got the last of it out of there, and I ran out yesterday. So I bought coffee when I came home this morning, and then I don't need almond milk till at least next week.
The reason why I brought it up is because Miss Fanboy bought me this protein bread, and it's like oatmeal sprout bread. It's like a fucking it's a gimmick, but
horse food.
Yeah, it definitely tastes like ass. Like it does not taste like bread, which means it's healthy. And she bought me two types. One was thin sliced, and then they make an everything bagel flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit, dog, everything flavor. And I was gonna make a fucking grilled cheese with it. And I opened the pack, and I opened two of them. I take two slices out, I put it on a plate.
Moldy.
And then when I went to grab the other two, all of the pieces like fell down, like, you know, dominoes. And I looked, and because the thing is, it has oatmeal on the outside, so it's white, so it looks moldy even when it's not. And I fucking smelled it. Holy shit! It smelled like mold. And I started sneezing. And when I looked closer, and I fucking fanned out the loaf, the whole shit was molded out. All of it.
He was about to. He was getting to the moldy core over there, bro.
Brand new fucking bread, and I told Miss Fanboy, she was so mad. She bought it Sunday, and I went to eat it Monday, and it was fucking rotten. The other one was good though. The thin slice was fine. I every time I ate some, I kept inspecting all the pieces. I'm smelling it.
They said everything includes mold, bro.
Yeah, apparently.
You're right.
But that smell, oh man, I was like, what the fuck? Because it smelled like a chemical. And I was like, dude, don't tell me this is how the bread fucking smells. And then after I found the mold, and I opened the other one, and it smelled like oats, I was like, oh, that's what it's supposed to smell. Okay. Like, I was able to find what it's supposed to smell like and what it shouldn't smell like. But that shit sucks, because that bread is like fucking $9 or some shit like that. Like, that's expensive. Sheesh, ass bread.
We charge him by the slice up in here.
She was mad. Yeah, she was definitely mad.
Again.
But it's good, though. It has like 5 grams of protein a slice, and it's like oats and sprouts and something else. The only thing that sucks is if you eat it cold, sometimes when you bite down, the oats are kind of hard, like the crust. But
get stuck on your teeth.
I definitely recommend that bread. Like, if you, like, I was craving bread and didn't want to eat bread, that shit actually helped.
Bread. I didn't have carbs, like zero carbs for like a whole week, bread carbs. And then when I had bread on the eighth day, I was like,
He came back like Jesus on the eighth day.
I was like, oh, hello, my fluffy mistress. And
hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yo, don't think I haven't thought about it, bro. Just like,
just that sugar, bro.
Yeah, it was good. But
your life changes if you do 2 weeks without sugar. Your whole body stops craving sugar after 2 weeks.
It's
sugar and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'll basically be on that kick for the next for the next month, so I'll be all right.
But think about like bananas, like the fact that when you blend them, they are more calories. Because it releases the sugar and it releases fucking one of the characteristics of a banana. When you blend it's 0 points on Weight Watchers, but when you blend it, it's fucking a certain amount of points because it's blended and it like triggers the sugar fucking something when you blend it.
The sugar's like, whoa!
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It definitely sucks. One of the things to go over that every week we try to hit national holidays, especially the food ones, which funny that the first one on the list is International Respect My Chickens Day. And we're talking about food ones.
What are you doing?
Sounds so ridiculous.
What are you doing to help the chickens?
Cooking them, frying them.
Yeah. I'm making sure they didn't die in vain.
Making sure they don't overpopulate.
There you go. Chickens are assholes.
Chickens are assholes.
Let's see. Oh, National Candied Orange Day. So like candy orange. I'm assuming, you know, those Halloween orange slices that are covered in sugar.
Yeah, that's gelatin. Okay. That's worth a nibble, but that's not nowhere near my go-to. Chocolate oranges, I know I've seen that one. That's fucking nasty.
Now, orange and chocolate do go together.
No, they don't.
All right, you don't have a refined palate, but if you take Nutella...
Whoever came up with that and go fuck themselves.
I mean, you can't do orange and chocolate and then hate on mint chocolate chip. Like,
mint chocolate chip is fucking disgusting. Oh, suck that dick.
You can. The orange and chocolate do go together, but only a certain, like I used to make a Nutella and orange marmalade sandwich, and that shit was delicious. But
Nutella's overrated for me.
No, but those two together was really good. But if you gave me chocolate covered oranges, that kind of tastes a little weird. I would rather chocolate covered strawberries or whatever.
The one that I'm talking about, like, the one that's in like a it's tinfoil wrapped in it, like it has.
Not Godiva, but it's a fancy candy.
Yeah, it's just chocolate flavored with orange.
We used to see the commercials as a kid.
Yeah.
That and Wonder Ball.
Wonder, what's in the Wonder Ball?
Just candy. I never got a Wonder Ball. Did you ever get a Wonder Ball?
No, can't say that I did.
My parents didn't love us. They gave us food and not Wonder Ball.
Shelter.
Yeah. I need clothes. No, I need a Wonder Ball, Mom.
I just want these Wonder Balls.
Okay, National Orange Juice Day.
I can fuck up some orange juice. I love fucking orange juice.
I like
juice.
How he switched it up today. Yes. He caught himself.
I remember.
Because I gave him a complex. Because every time I say, today is National Oreo Day, he'll go, I could do some damage to Oreos. That's always his response to anything. I could do damage to orange juice. So he was about to say it, and I was like, and he switched it up. He switched it up mid-sentence.
Yep.
He has a complex. What about you, French Rider? You orange juice person?
I could do some damage to orange juice.
Now that's original.
We're going to steal my catchphrase.
What are you talking about? Did you say it today? I don't think you did, my man. I don't think you did.
It's also Star Wars Day.
This is true.
Cinco de Mayo.
The Star Wars Visions Season 2 came out. If you didn't see the first one, it was pretty good.
What was it? What's Visions? Is it like showing the behind the scenes and all that stuff?
No, it's like 10, I think it was 10 episodes. And each episode was done by a different animation studio. So they're highly different. Like every episode is its own self-contained story. And each one is done in a completely different art style. It was pretty good to see them being done different. But it was like anime style. It was like fun style, like cartoony style. So they're such a good variety. To see them, and the stories were more out there because it was like the samurai fucking lightsaber battle. It was
Bob Zerka cool. Did that first. They got all fan art, and one episode is all the fan arts together. So every scene is a different fan's version of the art and how the characters look. It's actually a really cool episode.
That's like, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and then at the end, they show you, like, the mentions, the people that, like, they only had a certain amount of that could fit in the one episode. But, like, every scene, like, one scene that looked like Simpsons, then next scene is, like, Dilbert and random and anime. And like, that is such a cool fucking episode. If you ever want to just see, like, a cool artistic styles come together, that is a badass.
It sounded like you said autistic for a second. No, I was like, what?
Did my R not come out?
Yeah. But that is very cool. I'm going to check out that Visions. I haven't really watched anything on Disney lately. So
I still got to watch the second season or third, four. What's the newest season of Mandalorian?
Season 3. It's not
that good. I still got to watch season 3.
It's mediocre.
I am catching up on season 2 because I'm not sure if I saw the whole thing.
Fence Rider, did you finish the Mayans?
Nah, man. I fell off. They're on my list, but I fell off.
Bruh.
Are they done?
No, the new season comes out on the 25th. Season 5, that's the last season. But I kept going back and forth, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to watch season 4.
In the sense of, like, you're not going to watch it?
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch it I fell off, and then, like, I was like, do I really want to rewatch? Do I really want, because when I needed to watch season 4, and I was like, I don't remember a lot of stuff. Do I really want to go back? Because that first half of season 1, when they do, like, a lot of the spiritual Adelita stuff, like, it didn't interest me. I thought it was kind of lame. It was a little boring in the first season. So I was like, do I really want to go back and watch this? But I went back, watched it, and then I watched season 4, and holy shit. Like, it's sad that it's ending, but it went a completely different route than I ever thought it would.
That's a good thing. I mean, right now I'm watching New Girl, just because it's that good, like, sitcom dose of 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a fanboy. Watch that show all the time.
It's good.
In and Out.
Then, what was the other one? I finished Succession. I'm waiting for the last season to be done.
That's so what I could watch it. Yeah, the last season. Same thing with Yellowstone.
Is Yellowstone going to end at season 5 now, right?
Hold on, Fence Rider, what'd you say?
The last thing that I finished watching was actually Ballers. I fell off, and then I picked it back up, and it was fucking good.
It ends pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it all came full circle, and
you didn't need another season.
Absolutely not. Yeah. If he would have done another season, it would have been going into territory that they have no idea as to how it could go, and it could get very political.
And cash money grab. I think that's the only reason why they would have made a season.
But just listening, do you mind answering the haters' question? Because I want to piggyback off of something, depending on your answer. With Yellowstone?
Yeah, Yellowstone's ending. Season 5 is ending with NBC. And supposedly Kevin Costner is leaving the show. And they're bringing... there was rumors that Kurt Russell was going to come into the show to be the head of the show. I don't know where they're going to go from this. I know other companies are probably going to pick it up because Yellowstone is a fucking phenomenon, dude. And the fact that I went to Target and they had Yellowstone shirts there, like, that shit is everywhere.
That's how you know you hit big.
Oh, hell yeah. I think what's happening is that the Western genre is coming back. Because yesterday I was actually watching Magnificent Seven, and I was, like, getting so hype into the gunfights. I know Yellowstone is not like that. It's more like cowboy stuff in the original term.
Cowboy,
like,
and political.
Yeah, and it's cool. And like, the Western is just a genre that fell off, just like every other genre, right? They all fall off, they come back, fall off, come back. But what I was going to say with regards to shows now, I think a lot of these 1 hour long shows are finding that 5 seasons is kind of where you need to be. That's where you want to aim for to end shows. Because
Yellowstone's a little different. I think it's an issue with Kevin Costner And like I believe it's like him, the studio, and the channel. Something is not meshing. I think that's what it is, because it, when I first watched the up until the season that just came out, I was watching it, and I was watching the where the fuck was I watching it? I think it was on Peacock. I think it was Peacock, and then it moved to Paramount, or vice versa. And when I got Paramount Plus for free to watch the season, it's like, oh, you need Paramount. You need to pay for Paramount. You need a specific type of version to watch Yellowstone. And then when you get that version, it's like, oh, you can watch everything but the newest season, because the other app has the contract right now. So, like, they're going through where it's bouncing from app to app.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, it's hurting their viewership, because if some people don't have that app, they're not going to go get another app. Or, like, if you don't know where to fucking watch it, you're not going to try. And I really feel like that's what's hurting it. And then that, with the whole Kevin Costner shit, could be the deal. Because the show didn't, you know how some shows at season 4 and season 5, they start going down the, like, damn, this is, they should stop kind of road. This show, when the season 3 ended, dude, it did not seem like it was stopping. Like, it was
a fucking
train.
No, man, I get that. But I think the smart thing for shows and writers and producers is end the show on a high note, on a good season, versus a bad season, because bad seasons could just debacle your entire run.
And fuck up your legacy, too.
Yeah, and fuck up your legacy. I mean, we've all seen it, right? We've seen Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, Lost, like all these shows, great starts, and then they just fuck it up because either it became too creative, it took too long, you lose viewership and stuff like that. And I think around five seasons, I think you have enough time to tell a good story. Like, some of the best things I've seen have been five seasons long, and I think they do well that way. I don't think you need more than that.
I agree for some of those. Go ahead, Hater. Sorry.
I was going to say, yeah, I agree, because a lot of the, after a few seasons, they kind of just shit the bed. A lot of shows. I started watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah, what do you think of it so far?
I'm in the first season. It's good. It's good to see him.
You watched Breaking Bad, right?
Most of it. I think I got to season 3, and it kind of went to shit. And I was like, this is getting stupid. But there's a lot of stuff where, for some reason, like, that's where Walt is really trying to hold on to Jesse. And he's making stupid decisions based on this dumbass when he should have just cut him loose forever and a day ago. But he keeps risking everything to bring this dumbass kid back in. And I don't see why. I don't really feel like they have such a good relationship that he should be sticking his neck out for him. Granted, don't get me wrong, their chemistry together is good, but it kind of pissed me off. And I was like, if you're so smart and you're doing all this shit, why are you doing something so stupid? So I stopped watching it.
Yeah, Better Call Saul, I think I finished the first two seasons, and it's the same thing. Like, Breaking Bad is one of those shows that it has such a huge following. But some of those shows, when you go back and rewatch them, or you don't remember what happened, so then you're like, you know what? I missed the season, or whatever the excuse was. Like, some of them just don't feel as good as you remember. Like, I love Justified, and I tried to rewatch it, and I watched like the first two or three seasons, and then when certain characters die or leave the show, it just doesn't feel the same, and you're like, it kind of burns you out, and you're like, I'm good. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I definitely see that as a problem. And it also depends on the season, because on the show, because there's a lot of shows, like, if they leave stuff open to find their way in, you know, like little loose threads that you could pick up on, like, later on, like, you know, in season 1 of Breaking Bad, like, you see Tuco and he kind of gets taken out early in the process. And then you kind of, you know, but then they're like, oh, that guy's related to the grandfather guy.
The guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah, Hector. And then you find out that, you know, he has relations to Gus. And, you know, like, it's easy to tie them together. But I think it depends on the writing of the show, because some shows, you know, if a show's just going to be one season, you kind of go for broke in that whole fucking season. So to me, I think it depends on how you write it, how you set it up. And Better Call Saul, was so far what's interesting is that the fact that you see him before he kind of becomes a Scuzz, and it's interesting to see him wrestle with this so far, that he's like, that he could just fucking do whatever he wants and get away with it and, you know, be a criminal, and kind of seeing his evolution. I think this was what a good prequel is. You took a good character and you showed his origin and you made it a good story.
Even not the prequel route, even if they, like, the Mayans is after Sons of Anarchy, and a lot of the tie-ins that they do, even though they're subtle, they're really well done, and they do a lot of callbacks to things that characters said in the Sons of Anarchy, because Sons of Anarchy is something that I've seen, that series, like, only half-hour shows I've seen more times than Sons of Anarchy. Like, I watched it again fucking this month. Like, I watched that show from end to end all the time. And when I watched Sons of Anarchy and then rewatched the Mayans to catch up for the new season. And when you watch them in a row like that, there's so much shit that they did well tying it in and mentioning little things that Jax Teller said, or I made a promise to Jax Teller or whatever. And I think a lot of that, it fits. The direction that they're going with Mayans is a little different, because the person that I don't know, Fench Rider, do you care about, like, spoiler? Not super spoiler, but just like,
okay.
Yeah, so okay. You know how in the beginning of the show the main character is Easy?
Of Mayans?
Yeah, Mayans. Easy is the main character, and he's like the lovable, like, non-killer. And his brother is kind of like the fuck up, and he's the killer and all that stuff. They switch places. And now Easy is, in the last season of Sons of Anarchy, Jax Teller fucking murders everybody. Like, he kills a lot of people. He's a liar. He's a scumbag. He makes deals and he's like, I'm not going to kill you. And then he has someone else kill you. Like, he turns into a fucking scumbag. In season 4, Easy turns into a scumbag. Where he kills an innocent girl, he starts murdering people. Like, he's a fucking super scumbag, and he becomes the president. And he, like, does some slime shit to weasel his way up.
Yes.
And
it's like prime time for slime time.
Yeah, and the thing is,
because,
like,
he was he was a prospect then up until, like, season 2.
So season 3 or the end of season 2, he gets voted in. And when he gets voted in, he becomes a normal patch. But then a lot of things, you know, pickles and lettuce happen with, they go to war, the what the fuck's their charter? Santo Padre. They create a civil war within the Mayans to try.
Oh yeah, because they needed money, right? And the other guys want the other people of the Mayans wanted them to make a deal that would have made them look bad, because the guys that they wanted them to make a deal with or a peace with did fuck them up, or did something really fucked up, and they had to get revenge, some shit like that, right?
Yeah, so it's revenge, and then they both get their sides of revenge, and then the way it ties together, and the reason why I
think... Oh, and they kill the Sons of Anarchy.
So they don't. So what happens is... what happens is, first, a random son is at a Mayan and another group party, another biker club. Their Montez's cousin is at this place. When they're given their payback, the Mayans shoot up the place and they kill him. You are correct. He's a random character. But it happens that more stuff happens later where the guy that the Indian dude is beefing with, that he has a past with, he kills Montez from Sons of Anarchy, and he leaves the body in the Mayan's place. So that gets done, like, 2 seasons ago, and then comes all the way back around in season 4. And that kind of creates the beef between Sons of Anarchy that's about to happen, and the war is about to brew. At the end of season 4, they're killing each other like crazy. Like, they're literally, like, on site, murder you.
Like main characters? Like main from both sides?
Yes.
You don't gotta tell me who, but just
yeah, main character, yes, and a lovable character, yes.
It's a Moira.
What?
is it the?
I can't tell you. You said don't tell you.
Okay.
But don't tell me. Oh yeah.
Tell me, but don't tell me.
What I was getting at was the tie-ins.
Blink if it's not.
The tie-ins that they're doing and creating the war. Easy fucking creates a civil war because he talks Bishop into saying the head hater, in case you didn't know, the head of the Mayans and the guy who started it, his name's Alvarez, and he was in Sons of Anarchy. He beefed with Sons of Anarchy in their show, and then they became friends and had a peace for a very long time. And he stepped away in the Mayans. He was like the godfather type deal. He was a consigliere kind of thing. And he stepped away. He was still there to talk to them, but he wasn't one of the kings. So he named three kings because he thought that having one leader for the whole Mayans was not good. So Easy gets it in his head to talk the main guy, Bishop, into one king. So he makes them go to fucking war. And Alvarez comes back, and he takes the presidency, and he fucking makes Bishop a vice president. And then when Easy pulls his slick shit...
Does that cause bad blood?
Bad blood everywhere. Everyone hates each other. It's a complete civil war. Ooh. And they're all trying to kill each other. And the shit is, Easy is a scumbag, so he goes to Bishop and he says, hey, I want Alvarez out. He says, you should be at the head of the table. And then when he gets everyone to vote, and they vote against Alvarez, he goes, Bishop, we don't have to vote. We know you're long-standing at this charter. I want you to be my VP. And then he sits in the president chair. And Easy takes the crown and fucking shits on everybody. And he threatens his brother. He's like, yo, you're either with me or against me. We're not bowing to the Sons. And they start fucking murdering everybody. And that's the only part I don't like because I like the Sons of Anarchy. I don't want them to kill each other.
No, fuck the Sons of Anarchy, man. Fuck Jax, Tala.
But the crazy
fuck
shit
that
is
whole
like
legacy.
The Mayans, like the one thing that they do in that show is in Sons of Anarchy, they didn't really kill a lot of people in public. But when they were doing their payback to the Sons, yo, they rolled up to the hospital, and there's three of them. They rolled up to the hospital, and they're like, all right, we're gonna get in. We're gonna kill Chibs. We're gonna kill Tig. We're going to kill whoever we see, whoever's a high-ranking member of Sons. And they hit the fucking elevator button, and there's like five fucking Sons in the elevator, and they just open fire and kill all of them in the elevator. And then they start running. And that's right. Something that they've never... Sons didn't have the balls to kill people in public. They were more, I'll blow up your house, but I'm not going to kill you in a fucking hospital publicly.
Well, because of the whole... I mean, they didn't want to get arrested, right? They don't want to bring...
It's also a culture difference.
For the charter.
The Mayans are...
What are you trying to say about the Spanish people?
No. Fuck you, Puerto Rican. The Mayans, the way they run their charter is more... They're more, I'll get dirty, I don't care. Like, I'm going to kill people. The Sons, they'll go, okay, let me hire someone, or let me give... Whoever has the patch that is a murderer, let him kill. And Mayans, they're like, yo, I'll do it. Give me the gun. I'll kill him. So
yeah, that makes me want to watch it. Like, just get back into it. Like, I'm telling you, I have it right there. And if you're telling me there's only five seasons that they're gonna do,
five total. And five hasn't even started yet. It comes out on the 25th of this month.
Yeah,
so you
so
have
that's
time to watch three and four. Season four is crazy. There's like a little Easter egg that happens in three. That what's crazy when I was watching, Miss Fanboy pointed out. And that shit comes all the way back around. And you're like, holy shit. And when that comes back around, and when you see who's related and all, yo, it's nuts. So I definitely recommend watching it, especially season four. But don't... Everyone changes in season four. After the Civil War, everyone changed. All the characters completely change and, like, you like Angel's a dad and he's a nice guy and Easy is a fucking he's worse than Jax Teller.
Well, you know, I actually liked Angel's character. I preferred Angel because he was more like
realistic.
Not necessarily realistic. It's like he had the fucked up relationship with his dad and like I felt for him because he had a child with a woman who he couldn't be with, who I don't, at least where I'm at, he still can't be with her. I don't know about if they ever get back together and whatnot. So like I felt for him, and you could really see the character development in his and for him. Whereas Easy was working for the cops, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, he was killed
like an informant type.
Yeah,
thing.
He murdered a cop, and he made a deal to get out of prison in order to give them information on the Mayans, and all of that goes completely south in the first and second season. Then they kill the cop that was giving them information. Yeah, they kill him, and then. Like, it's a lot of, the only time that comes back up...
Wasn't that cop his cousin?
Yes. The only time that comes back up is towards the end of season 4, where a guy that Easy was in jail with, he came back out of jail, and he's like, yo, people are talking, we don't know how you got out of jail. And Easy was like, oh, I went to this place, and I kept my head down, and he was like, no, you didn't. And he called him on it, and... Easy, he was like, yo, Easy, I won't tell the club if you just give me work. I just want to work. Nobody will hire me. I need to work for my family. And Easy fucking put him in a car and was like, yo, here's a bag. There's $80,000 in here. Here's a gun. One bullet. You kill yourself, I give your family $80,000. If I kill you, they get nothing. Choose. And that motherfucker was like, come on, man. I'm not going to kill myself. And he's like, yo. He was like, I was a king in prison. He's like, yo, that's why I'm giving you the respect of the decision. And he goes to point the gun at Easy and bam, shoots himself. He fucking Easy pops him in the face. That's the only time that ever comes back up. Like, they just, like, the whole rat thing just dust in the wind, like, fucking...
Yo, because the whole rat shit is BS, man. Like, I was watching this, I was watching Flagrant 2. And Flagrant 2 had this guy... Like,
they took the 2 out.
Oh, okay. So I was watching Flagrant podcast on YouTube, and they had this guy, I forgot his name, but he's not a kingpin, but he got up there, right? Like, he started selling weed out of Seattle, and he became very big, went into coke and all that.
Wait, he's a snitch?
He was talking about it. He was like, dude, everybody's a rat. Like, that's why if you go to jail and you're a rat, like, they don't do shit to you. But because they know that's how the game is. The government works with you. When you get too big, the government works with you. Like, you're going to feed them your friends, your people below you, other people, and they let you work. So everybody, if you've been in this business for a long time, like, they're going to let you work. You just got to feed them, you know, guppies, let's say.
That's what happened with the cartel. In real life and in the Suns, the CIA was like, hey, we're going to help you crush the other cartel to remain balanced. And they in this one, it's the same thing. One cartel has to survive because they need them to survive, and they'll let you snitch as long as you give them the right information. The only person that didn't snitch was the bald guy in Mayans. His name's Creeper. Not the fat bald guy, the skinny guy. He gets caught up, and he's in the interrogation room, and they're like, all right.
Wait, Creeper? Oh, you said Mayans?
Okay. Yeah, in Mayans. Yeah, his name's Creeper. He gets caught up, and he's in the interrogation room, and they start naming crimes, and he's like, yeah, I was there. I murdered this person. And they're like, what other member of the Suns was there? He's like, none of them. It was just me. I killed them by myself. And he literally snitched on himself for every crime that they had on the books because he refused to snitch on them. But everyone else, fucking,
no, everybody the fact that like your main character
is a snitch, it's crazy. But what I would say is when you start seeing, like, the history of his dad and, like, how they ended 4 and all this shit, you're going to start to potentially not like Easy anymore. Because he does something that's unforgivable. And when you see that shit, you're going to be like, damn. All right. Maybe he's not. Because Sons of Anarchy is based off of Hamlet. And I think this one is based off of, like, Macbeth. And the way it's leading is, Angel gotta kill Easy, man. That's the only way. Like, it has to end that way. There's no way that Easy could keep running the club like this.
It's the only way.
Because he doesn't want to hear anything. He just says, if you're not with us, you're against us. And when they said the Sons and Mayans have a great relationship, they agreed, Chibs agreed to a ceasefire. And he's like, ceasefire or are they kneeling? Mm. And he's like, they're not kneeling. He's like, well, then we kill them.
Damn.
That was easy.
Let's take a quick break.